We shall overcome.
On October 1st, 1964, hundreds of University of California, Berkeley students surrounded a police car to protest the arrest of a student. They stood on top of the car to deliver speeches and sing We Shall Overcome to a crowd that grew to include roughly 2,000 students. Activism on college campuses today, however, can sound a little more like this.
Hello? Is this loud enough, Brandon? Everyone, we're about to get started. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Welcome to Political Roundtable's event, The State of St. Louis.
At the front of a multi-purpose room on St. Louis University's campus, 30 students sit at round tables, hungrily eyeing the buffet table in the back of the room. Michael Curran explains why they're there.
The purpose of this event was to inspire future leaders to take what they learned here at St. Louis University and go out in the community.
While there were 30 students at the event, there were 126 students who liked the group on Facebook, but weren't all at the event. Their absence could be attributed to studying for tests or having another commitment, but it could also be because of a different phenomenon, slacktivism. Slacktivism is a term for giving token support for a cause, like wearing a pin or wristband or liking something on Facebook, without being willing to engage in more meaningful support, like donating time or money. And with the presence of social media, being a slacktivist is easier now than ever. Kirk Christofferson is a PhD student at the University of British Columbia and one of the authors of a recent study on slacktivism. It showed that when people participate in a form of token support, they're concerned about presenting an image to others, but not necessarily concerned with living up to that image.
We found that when consumers gave public token support, they were no more likely to provide more meaningful support for the cause than if someone was just randomly asked for the larger request.
Studies have shown that when people support a cause with some effort, they're more likely to support a cause with an even larger effort in the future. Like, if you participate in a 5K run for a cause, you're more likely to give a donation than if you have no familiarity with the cause at all, or if you've done something minimal, like joining their page on Facebook. If college students choose to be activists by sharing a link or liking a status, they may not feel more compelled to take real, tangible effort towards social change.
Drawing back to the 60s sit-ins and all that, that was real action. That was people putting forth a strong effort. Conversely, what social media has done is it's removed that effort. So our findings would suggest that it would be making it more difficult to make a difference. And I think that social media is probably lessening the impact that may have happened historically on college and university campuses.
Back at St. Louis University, T.K. Smith is on the executive board of SLU's Political Roundtable. He thinks that social media can convince users they're doing something good, even if all they're doing is pressing a button.
Because we can like something, because we can read an article online, it kind of changes how you feel that you are doing something. You kind of feel like being more in the know, that you are doing more than you would if you hadn't liked it.
Another student at SLU, Christina LaFon, is an avid Facebook user and online activist. She created a Facebook group with the purpose of sharing articles about feminism with like-minded people. While the group reads and dialogues about feminist issues, it hasn't yet mobilized into taking offline action towards combating the problems they read about. But LaFon says that's not the end goal of social justice, or her own end goal for the group.
Raising awareness is a lazy objective. Awareness is a given. Action is what you want to promote. And I agree. Eventually, I would really like for us to be able to provide resources for people to start their own movement.
On the other hand, advocating for a cause on social media does not automatically make you a slacktivist. LaFon has been involved in political campaigning and offline advocacy in addition to the awareness she raises online. Julie Dixon is deputy director of the Georgetown Center for Social Impact Communication and one of the authors of Digital Persuasion, a study that looks at how social media users use their influence to promote social change.
It's unfair to write off everyone who supports on social media as being a slacktivist because as we've seen in other research, there are folks who are active on social media who are also, very deeply involved in other ways.
Despite the potential effects of slacktivism, student protests do still occur on college campuses. Just last year, SLU students helped organize a sit-in and teach-in in protest of then-President Father Lawrence Biondi. And within the last couple of years, student protests have gained global attention in Egypt, England, and Chile. In many ways, Dixon says social media makes it easier for students to organize around a cause by creating Facebook groups or networking in a way that can ultimately lead to offline engagement. Most importantly, Dixon says to remember that social media isn't a fundraising tool. It's a relationship-building tool. Social causes are helped by social media when you see what your network cares about and decide to care about that too.
How people hear about causes and how people decide to support and to care about them, it comes a lot more often from their friends. It doesn't come from this, you know, blanket post from the organization. That doesn't work as much as, you know, having a friend say, hey, this is an organization that I really care about and this has impacted my life and you should care about it as well.
Social media allows users to organize, network, and share what they're passionate about in a way that wasn't available to student protesters in the 60s. It's easier than ever to learn about causes and share information, but it's also easier than ever to be a Slacktivist. Through research, experts like Dixon and Christofferson continue to work towards harnessing users' influence to promote social change and combat Slacktivism. For St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon, I'm Kate Essig.